come Christmas time or holidays, you go in the box and get that out and shine it and fix it up. Oh,
But that's what I was getting at.
Well, Mother had
that,
Those special dishes. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Special dishes, yeah. Now, like, when you would, after you'd eat and you'd have to wash the dishes, now, of course, in those days, nobody had running water much inside the houses at all. So, now, like, would you, you'd carry in water and heat it and then,
You had a dish pan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you would get soap
and wash them, soak the water and wash them, and then just put them over in this big pan. You'd get this kettle of water and pour all over them to scald them, you know. And then you dry them and put them up in the chair.
And that's how you'd rinse them by.
That's right. That's where you rinse them. With that kettle of hot water you
pour that on.
That's right.
Well, now, did you call that like that?
Scalding them, we call it.
Yeah, you call that scalding. And what would you use to wash them with? You call it that?
Yeah, the dish rag.
Dish rag. And then you dry them with
the dishcloth.
Dishcloth, yeah. Mm-hmm. And what about what you used to wash your face with? You call that a...
Well, in my growing up, you mostly had a wash pan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had to dip and you poured your water, and then you soaked your hand and you washed your face right good. You got the towel and you dried it.
Didn't really have a separate wash rag.
Not in my growing up.
Well, of course, now, like nowadays, when people have running water in their house, that thing that the water comes out of. Yeah, that's what I was wondering. You call that the faucet. And then, like, when it's on the side of the house, what do you call it?
On the outside?
Yeah.
Hydrant.
Yeah. And, do you remember a long time ago, if people were to buy, like, a lot of flour or something, they might buy it in a big wooden...
Barrel of flour.
A standalard. That's the next question I was going to ask you about, a standalard. She's really good. She's even getting ahead of me. She's so good at this stuff. Do you remember what people would like if they were... Well, you've seen wagons.
Yeah.
And if they wanted the horses to go faster, they hit them with a...
The little whip
like... Oh, they have like... And now, like, if you went to the store, like, years ago and you bought, like, some fruit or something like that, now... The grocer might put it in a paper
bag.
Did they call it in those days paper bag, or did they usually?
I don't know. Did they call it paper bag or paper sack?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about.
I'm trying to think back. You know? I think they call them sacks mostly then, and nowadays you said bag.
Have you ever heard it called a paper poke?
No, I don't remember.
That's what my grandmother was saying. What about that sort of a bag that's made out of kind of rough cloth, like potatoes and things would come in?
The croaker sack?
Croaker sack, yeah. That'd be like the sort of...
Tell me, what, the years ago when you used to buy a 50-pound sack of potatoes and they said croaker sack?
Croaker sack. Mm-hmm. Do they still call them croaker sacks around here, or do those sacks still exist?
I don't know, because I don't see any.
Yeah.
I don't see any. Not the real old croaker sacks anymore. They might.
Yeah.
I don't know about it. If you go to a feed store, I just don't know.
Now, you were telling me about, you would take corn, like in a wagon, to mill, to be ground.
Oh, when you was going to take your corn to be made into meal, you have to shell it. You have to shell it at home and then put it in a sack. After you have picked cotton, you take them sacks and wash them clean, and you can make a sack to carry your corn to the mill.
I see.
But you had to shell it first.
That's right. Now then you would put them in those sacks and then load those on the wagon and...
Mm-hmm.